You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on this Sunday, October the 14th. Andy Holding looking at the action over in Ireland today, consisting of all the races for you at Navan, of which we've got eight of them.
Race one.
We begin at the County Meath venue with a two-year-old contest over at 1:35 over six furlongs. The ground's on the yielding side over in Ireland, so that should be absolutely ideal for Western Frontier, who ran really eye-catchingly well on debut, in keeping with how his trainer's horses often go first time out. He finished third behind Archaeology and Erin Bark, two horses, of course, who had previous experience. And it was that lack of a previous run which took its toll on this colt by Scat Daddy, as he ran a very green in behind his main two market rivals, so much so that he kind of was a little bit fly-leaping and stuck his head in the air a little bit when asked to quicken inside the final two furlongs. But once he met the rising ground, he really picked hold of the bit and flew home to such effect that he managed to get within a length of the front two on that occasion. Bound to improve significantly, both physically and mentally, for that performance. I'd expect Western Frontier to make no mistake at the second time of asking.
Race two.
On to the 2:05 then, and this gives an ideal opportunity for Never No More to show what he's made of. I was really impressed with his first run when he finished an eye-catching third on debut at Nace behind Stabber Companion, All the King's Men. And then he went to Dundalk the other day and managed to find the necessary improvement, as expected, as the market suggested, at 4-7 to win, I thought, with quite a bit in hand on that particular occasion. He won by 3.5 lengths, but he could have won with a good he won with a good deal in hand, and his sectional times from 3:33 and change, some of the best sectionals I've got there at the track for quite a while. So he's got obviously got a very good engine, and even though this represents a step up in class, and of course the ground is on the slightly easier side, it's yielding there today, I'd still expect Never No More to come through there in that 2:05.
Race number three.
On to the 2:40, and this on paper should be a straightforward assignment for Lost Treasure, you could argue, given she was he was such an eye catcher in the Prix de l'Abbé. I mean, there is a case to be made out he should have won that day, to be perfectly honest. He didn't get the clearest of runs. He was 100-1, and he only got beat a length by Mab's Cross and some of the best sprinters in the world, such as Batash, Soldier's Call, and you know, several decent horses in behind, so City Light and Havana Grey, and Alpha Delfini, of course, the Nunthorpe winner. So I mean, he's running here in a fairly weakish listed race. I mean, you could argue that 6-4, 13-8 is a bit of a gift, but this is probably isn't as easy as it looks on paper, because there are one or two improvers in this race. And right down the bottom, I do think Sophia is capable of going better. Now, Edward Lynham's fillies have been on the huge improve all the way through the season, and she comes here off the back of a fantastically game victory and a good one on the figures as well at the Curragh when beating Smash Williams in a very, very competitive Premier Handicap. Those Premier Handicaps are often just as good as group races. And if that's the case, then I do think she'll take quite high rank here. We've also got Smash Williams, of course, who was defeated by Sophia last time out in the lineup, and I certainly don't think you should overlook him as well. So I actually can say I think this race is a lot more complex than the markets probably suggest. Lost Treasure should win if it runs to the Labbé form, but this is, you know, six furlongs and on softer ground, so we'll see. But at the prices, I'd probably go with Sophia each way, certainly on the basis as well that coming up the standside rail on softish ground at Navan is often the place to be.
Race four.
Onto the 315, and once again, I think the high numbers will dominate here. I anticipate that Mercury, number three in the race, got to make the running, and hopefully that should set things up nicely for Dash Door, who has been a revelation of late. This mare comes in here being unbelievably good, Nick. Since they've got rid of the aids, the blinkers, the tongue tie, she's gone 2-2-2-1. And she ran really well over this course two starts ago and just run out of it by Polly Douglas. They up to him trip the other day at Nace. Similar ground. It was good ground. It was watered. And she absolutely breezed in. I mean, I couldn't believe how easy she took that race, considering it looked a competitive one on paper. So despite the hike in the ratings, I still think she's going to take a huge hand in the finish here. As I said, she's drawn high, which should... she's right next to Mercury once again. Amazingly, for the third time running, she's drawn next to Mercury. So she's got the perfect toe right down the middle of the track. There shouldn't really be too many excuses, really, for not to run well. So Dash Door, quite a confident vote there. And the day's nap in the 3:15.
Race 5.
On to the 3:50. And we've got the listed fillies running here, the two-year-olds. And it wouldn't surprise me, actually, funny enough, if Coral Beach was to go well here. It's often the case here with these A. O'Brien horses. They take an absolute age to win. You pigeonhole them as being a bit disappointing, blah, blah, blah. But I was really impressed by the way she won the other day. She travelled really well. She got the brakes and quickened up quite nicely to score. Now, her previous two or three runs, she's been stranded with bad luck. Things didn't quite go away at Leopardstown in the listed fillies race won by Sparkle and Joy. She got no luck in running at the Curra prior to that. And I've got, a feeling that this mile trip will play into her strengths here this afternoon. I know Brian's got several in this race, including Peachtree and Credenza, who, to be fair, are probably similar types in many respects. So, around about 10 to 1, 12 to 1 this morning. I think Coral Beach each way is probably the way I'd go there in that Stafford Town stud listed race.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:25 then, the big betting race of the day. We're going to get a little bit of easy ground here, no doubt, for this staying contest. And you want something that does stay really well and handles the conditions. And look no further than Willie Mullins. He runs 7 in this race like he did in the Sez yesterday. He had the 1-2 24 hours ago, but it's hard to say that he'll have this 1-2 again today. But I'll probably pick two of those out the field to take on the rest of the runners. And Exchange Rate and Pleasure Dome are my two that I'm going to choose. I do like Exchange Rate. I think he's going the right way. I love the ground. He handled heavy ground when... never coming off the bridle last time out to win at Listowel. And prior to that, he's been lucky at Killarney in a Premier Handicap won by Brazos, but he was doing all his best work at the finish on a track that probably didn't suit. He's got some good form, like I say, over hurdles, particularly when the mud's been flying. So I think he's potentially well handicapped this horse off 89, and he's my number one choice. Ahead of Pleasure Dome, who should have really competed the hat-trick over hurdles last time out at Goa, but unbelievably and inexplicably got softened up by stable companion Kay de Menezenil, which really didn't make any sense to me. I think she would have won comfortably had she not, got involved in a protracted duel for the early skirmishes. And in the end, she was picked off by Away with the West, which, to be fair, that horse is now back number anyway. Prior to that, she'd won really well at Sligo and Ballinrobe. She won't mind the soft ground either here today. She stays really well. She was a good winner in the past. When she used to be trained by Peter Chapperheim on the flat off a mark of 81 at Chester back in 2016. So she's only £4 high here, and she's obviously improved immeasurably in recent times over hurdles. She's gone from 108 to 131. So if she finds that amount of improvement on the level, which is a possibility, off a fairly light weight here today, I do think Pleasure Dome. Top price 20 to 1 this morning could go well there in the Irish Zarich.
Race 7.
On to the 5 o'clock then, which is a mile handicap, and Best Not Argued comes in here in fantastic form. Providing that stall 15 is in a barrier, then I do think he'll go well. Shifted Strategy is another one to throw into the mix as well, now that he's finally got his head in front. He's been a bit of a reluctant hero on many occasions, but the first time cheek piece, he's definitely worked the Oracle the other day at Listowel. He handled the ground and he won quite tidily. But I've also got a bit of a time for one at a bigger price, also called Massa Lebrenzi, who caught the eye two starts ago at Roscommon in a very competitive handicap on soft ground. Then they took it to Listowel the other day and the ground was absolutely bottomless. And even though he only finished ninth of the 14 runners, I wouldn't really hold it against him because he got trapped in on the inside rail. Horses were dropping back in his lap and he never really got a chance to get up ahead of Steve. And I think he's a good deal bit better than that. Today's ground should be ideal. He's got a nice draw. And the big wide open spaces here at Navan will really suit him. So, again, it's just about the prices, really. I think 16, 20 to 1 for Massa Lebrenza is probably the way I'd go there in that penultimate handicap.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and once again I predict the high numbers all have a significant advantage here. So you want to be drawn towards the near side fence. I do think Gopsy's Daughter will go well. She absolutely adores this track and should be there or thereabouts. But the course and distance winner, Miss Power, is the one I want to go for here from a double-figure draw. She caught the eye the other day in a very competitive handicap won by Rapid Range, and there were some decent sorts in that, the likes of Blair Main, Line of Reason, Only Spoofing, Medicine Jack, et al. They all have been performing in Premier handicaps, and I thought this horse did really well from the back of the field to finish as close as she did. She's obviously knocking at the door. She comes well at this time of year. She won't mind a little bit of juice in the ground, and I think Edwin Lynham's filly is the one to be with in the final race. Thanks very much for listening then to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully, Kane, I'll catch you in midweek when we're going to be looking at some of the Irish cards which are due to take place on the calendar in the build-up to, of course, Dundalk, which will be our regular slot on Friday. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.